A reading from the Good News according to Matthew. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. Therefore do whatever they teach you and follow it, but do not do as they do, for they do not practice what they teach. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on the shoulder of others, but they themselves are unwilling to lift a finger to move them. They do all their deeds to be seen by others, for they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long. They love to have the place of honor at banquets and the best seats in the synagogues, and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have people call them rabbi. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all students. And call no one your father on earth, for you have one father, the one in heaven. Nor are you to be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant. All who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted." This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, we celebrate the feast of St. Bernard of Clairvaux, the founding abbot of Clairvaux Abbey in Burgundy. He was, by all standards, one of the most commanding church leaders in the first half of the 12th century, as well as one of the greatest spiritual masters of all times and the most powerful supporter of the Cistercian reform. He entered the Abbey of Citeaux in 1112, bringing 30 of his relatives with him, including 5 of his brothers. His youngest brother and his widowed father followed later. After receiving a monastic formation from the well-known Stephen Harding, he was sent to begin a new monastery in Clairvaux, the Valley of Light. As a young abbot, he published a series of sermons on the Annunciation, and these writings, these preachings, marked him as a gifted spiritual writer with a special devotion for Mary. Bernard's spiritual writings, as well as his extraordinary personal magnetism, began to attract many to Clairvaux and the other Cistercian monasteries, leading to many new foundations at his time. His energy and creativity soon reached way beyond the monastic circles where he began, and he was sought after as an advisor and mediator by the ruling powers of his age. More than anyone else, he helped to bring about the healing of the papal schism, which arose in 1130 with the election of the antipope, Anacletus II. It cost Bernard 8 years of difficult travel and skillful mediation. And at the same time, he labored for peace and reconciliation between England and France and among many lesser nobles. Bernard composed many different spiritual works that still speak to us today, and he laid out a solid foundation for the spiritual life in his works on grace and free will, humility, and love. He died at Clairvaux on the 20th of August, 1153, and was declared a doctor of the church in 1830. What a superb example of practicing what he preached. In the brilliance of his preaching and his ministry, Bernard knew that it wasn't about him. It was about the good news of Jesus Christ, Savior of all humankind. By refusing all pomp and fame, he remained close to the true message of the gospel. he was indeed great in his life of servanthood and knew profoundly the truth we hear in today's gospel. All who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted. May we trust in his intercession for us as we learn to serve as Jesus did.